Hello and welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to Wayne Shorter, who influenced jazz for 7 decades. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Shorter, who died on March 2nd last year.
Wayne Shorter attracted nicknames as a teenager. He was called Newark Flash and Mr. Gone, but Shorter was no more a flash or somebody who disappeared. He influenced jazz for 7 decades. Shorter died March 2nd in Los Angeles. He was 89. Shorter grew up in Newark, New Jersey. He loved comic books, science fiction, and music. He learned to play the clarinet when he was 16. He switched to the tenor sax a few years later. He graduated from New York University with a degree in music education. His first postgraduate job was with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He became the group's musical director and wrote several compositions. He left 4 years later to join Miles Davis's second great quintet, where he started playing the soprano sax. He stayed for 6 years, but while working with Davis, he also recorded his own albums with Blue Note Records. He also branched out, playing on 10 Joni Mitchell albums and with Carlos Santana. He was an original member of the Weather Report, stayed together in various forms for 15 years, experimenting with electronics and ethnic music. He stayed busy during the 21st century, creating his own quartet. He recorded his final album in 2018. The album came with a comic book he wrote. Shorter recorded our song of the day, Footprints, for his 1966 Adam's Apple album. Miles Davis recorded the song the same year for his Miles Smiles LP. Kuvo.org said the song is often mistaken for a jazz waltz. Footprints incorporates what is possibly the first use of systemic African-based cross rhythm, it says. The composition is considered a jazz classic.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to YouTube to hear Footprints, which is considered a jazz classic. Information on how to join Sheldon's subscriber list is available there too. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one about Gary Rossington, the last original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and share the tributes with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.